oil prices, gas prices, and the mass transit alternative. I'm David Brancaccio. While yesterday's inflation reading came in hot, with the consumer price index up more than 9% in the year through June, a key part of that jump was the cost of gasoline, with retail prices at the pump lagging the wholesale price. And I mean lag. It can take weeks. We are tracking a dramatic drop in crude oil prices this week, with oil down about 10% since Monday morning. Oil's below $94 a barrel right now, amid concerns of recession ahead, especially in Europe. The average retail price of gas across the U.S. is down to $4.60 a gallon after sitting above $5 a month ago. Still, gas isn't cheap, and people in many parts of the country are paying much more than that average. Are they jumping then onto buses and rail, where ridership fell through the floor early in pandemic? Well, not really. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
City buses and trains used to count on a bump in ridership when gas prices were high. But these days are different, says Stephen Miller with the Transit app.
Transit ridership right now is only at about 50-55% of what it used to be.
Before the pandemic. And he says many of those lost riders aren't coming back. They're working from home or on a hybrid schedule. Plus, a shortage of transit operators has led to service cuts in some systems. And Miller says if public transit isn't reliable, riding it isn't worth the money you'd save on gas.
You need to know that a bus is going to come when you need it, where you need it. That is hands down the number one thing that we hear from riders. It is very much a cyclical issue.
In that, low ridership can lead to budget cuts, but transit systems need funding to improve their service and attract riders. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.
Stock investors are being cautious this morning. Dow and S&P futures are both down 1.1% now. Let's move to Ukraine and the challenges of moving 20 million tons of grain. Piles of this global staple have been stuck in warehouses since Russia's invasion. Ukraine, the United Nations, and Turkey now say there's progress to restart grain exports from the Black Sea. The BBC's Joe Inwood reports from Ukraine's capital.
This is not a done deal, but it seems significant progress has been made in these initial talks. Representatives from Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations have been discussing ways to get agricultural product out of Ukraine's blockaded ports and ease the global food crisis sparked by the conflict. A system will be put in place in Turkey to check exports and ensure the safety of ships. The UN would have a monitoring role, with the Secretary General Antonio Guterres hailing it as a critical step forward.
Joe Inwood, BBC, is in Kyiv. Profits at Delta Airlines came in strong yesterday, $735 million, with everybody getting in the trips they couldn't in the more lockdown years. Clearly, consumer demand and higher ticket prices beat the high aviation fuel prices when it comes to airline profits. Let's check the Marketplace Economic Pulse today from the perspective of flight attendants. Sarah Nelson is the international president of the Association of Flight Attendants, a labor union that represents over 50,000 people across 17 airlines. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
All of this talk that we might already have been in recession, well, no way, given the job numbers that we saw in June. But your members probably don't see recession on those airplanes right now, right? Busy.
There's incredible demand in the airline industry. Everybody wants to get out.
Yeah. Everyone wants to get out of the industry. It's so busy.
There's that too.
But it's been a tough summer because of all the late flights and the cancellations. And that, I hadn't fully realized, can actually affect what flight attendants get paid.
It can. So 80% of the industry is unionized. In most cases, we have contracts that have pay protections. The difference, though, is that you may be spending more time away from home because your pay is mostly based on the number of flight hours that you're working and formulas to get a certain number of flight hours for the time that you're away from home. But you're not really fully compensated when a flight is diverted, you're taken off your schedule, and you get home 12, 24 hours later.
If you have to pay to stay in, you know, some Hampton Inn because of the flight cancellation, does the airline reimburse the flight attendant?
You bring up a really good point. So most flight attendants commute to work. There's actually more flight attendants who commute by air to work than live where we're based. So many times when people finish their trip or when they're trying to get to their trip to start it, they are commuting by air. And when our airplanes are so full, it's harder to get on those flights. So flight attendants are spending more money just to get to and from work. Now, in some cases, we have negotiated over the summer where the airlines are covering those rooms and taking into consideration the realities that people are having to spend more to come to work. And that may mean a decision of not picking up those extra overtime hours.
You'd think that these, what are comparatively high ticket prices that we're seeing these days, would trickle down to you and your members to help solve the problem of getting the people the airlines need.
We were scheduled to go into contract bargaining in 2020, practically across the entire industry, and those negotiations were held off. So there is an issue of attracting people to these jobs. And so there needs to be an effort to get those contracts done, to not have people out on the picket lines and protesting the airlines at a time when we want to be showing people this is a great place to work. So they'd be better off reinvesting the profits that they're finally getting back to right now into these contracts, settling those issues, and working very hard on staffing up.
Taking the economic pulse today with Sarah Nelson, International President of the Association of Flight Attendants. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having me on.
Meanwhile, there's word Delta had to fly an Airbus 330 from London to Detroit the other day, filled not with passengers, but with 1,000 pieces of luggage of unfortunate travelers who were parted from their bags when they flew through that mess this summer known as overloaded Heathrow Airport in London. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.